Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. On the upcoming episode of the Empathy to Impact podcast, I meet Ime and Mandy, who are students at Hanjo CIS. At the end of the last school year, they were finalists in the Green is Gold Film Festival. On the podcast, we are going to be talking about their film as well as the program at Hanjo CIS. Here's a preview of our conversation.
I was just trying to cram like all the points into like 2 minutes. That was kind of hard. But I don't know how it worked in the end, but it worked in the end.
I guess the battle part means that there's conflict, and like conflict, something you really want in a video to make it more interesting because people are drawn to conflict. And then for the rap battle, the rap part is because, well, a lot of people are using rap, and I think rap for us, it's easier than singing and better than a plain talking video. When you face an issue, like most times, like very often, you're biased. No matter you believe it or not, you're actually just biased towards one side. And the reason you tend to focus on like believe one side or see one side is because you tend to only look at that side, the side that you're facing towards, like the side that you're happy about.
Preconceived notions, a lot of like stuff that we already know from before, it's hard to change these notions because it's just, this is how we've been thinking. It's difficult.
I think letting the creativity flow is the best part of it, and it's something we really should do more.
I think in this video, what I really liked is how we laid out both perspectives really well and made them balance. And as well, in the end, we made the decision of adding a conclusion and an analysis of all the points. So like, it kind of wraps everything up, and like, it also doesn't tell you like what to think.
Full episode, September 15th.